Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. Okay, hi, I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? His name is Ben. Ben, get over here, Ben. There he is. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. It is a Crappens On Demand Day, so we are on video. Hi, looking beautiful. Ben shaven. I'm not. I just grabbed this shirt out of the dryer and it's pretty obvious. Okay. This is my Saddam when he was found in the hole shirt that I don't know why I insist on wearing every time we're on video.
But it's clean. It's clean. It's clean. You just took it out of the dryer. Unless it's just dry, not clean.
No.
But I think I'm assuming it's clean.
I've made that mistake before. Yikes. So everybody, welcome to the show. We're super excited because in a couple of weeks, we start our 10th anniversary Hunky Dory tour across America. We are really excited. I'm just excited to get back out of the house. I mean, I really haven't left much since COVID started. So it's like a whole new world out there for me, people. Okay? Probably.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm excited to see all the, you know, we always have like the people that we always see when we do our shows. I'm excited to see some friendly faces, excited to see new faces. Excited to just see any face, to be honest.
Other than mine.
I'm down for all the faces. No, yours most of all. I haven't seen you in person in 2 years, Ronnie.
So we will be starting in New York City on January 27th for the Golden Crappy Awards at Town Hall. That show's almost sold out. So close. Just sell it out already. Okay, people? Go sell it out. That one's going to be super fun. That's going to kick us off. We're going to be in Jersey the next night, Asbury Park, which is sold out, SARS. And then we're going to be in Boston the next night at the Wilbur Theater, which is a great big theater. We're so excited. So that's a Sunday show. So it has some more tickets left. So go get some. Then we're going to Atlanta. This is all in February, okay? In February, we're going to Atlanta, Nashville, Orlando, San Diego, and going to end February in Los Angeles. Yeah, for
that's
a big show there.
All so those shows are going to be really
there's a whole
great
list. Milwaukee, Chicago, yeah. St. Paul, Philadelphia, Washington, Pittsburgh, Denver, San Francisco, Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, Houston, Dallas. Just go to Watch What Crappens. Click live shows, and there's links for all of these theaters there. So go do that. If you cannot make the New York show at Town Hall, we will be having a digital moment experience with Moment House. They have offered to come stream the show live, which we're super excited about. So you can buy tickets for that also at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah, lots of really exciting things going on. And we have new merch too, which you should check out, some new leggings. And I want to give a shout out, because we always forget to do this, and I think it's like really important to do it, that we have some new premium sponsors. So when that part rolls in the episode, definitely give a listen because we are really appreciative of our premium and super premium sponsors. So thank you to those who have signed up. It's really, really cool. Marie,
yes.
Thank you.
And today we're here with Vanderpump Rules, Between a Brook and a Hard Place.
What? That's right. Between a Brook and a Hard Place. Now, first of all, I feel like something that really needs to be discussed. I don't think I really noticed it, but this episode I felt like it was pretty undeniable. Brock's booty is spectacular. Good for you, Brock. You know, at the end of the day, you have that nice booty.
Hey,
so
there's a
well
reason
done.
Guys
you
like
great
that
job
can get through life like this. Okay, the booty is one of them.
Yes.
It's a fine asset. All right. So we are getting ready for James and Raquel's engagement party, which is going to start today in this show. So did we mention the green card thing last week? Was Sheena having that discussion with Charlie where Charlie's like, he's not just marrying you for the green card, right? And Sheena's eating her salad like, well, of course not. I mean, he's going to get a green card, but like, that's not the reason. That's just like something he gets when he marries me.
I mean, he's going to get all sorts of cards. You know, people like write the nicest things when you get married because like sometimes like Aunt D, she likes to do a card that's in the shape of a halter top. And then some people just love like a shoebox greeting. Like, so it'll be green, purple, red, white, so many different cards.
So Tom and Ariana, we start with them, and they're talking about how they're about to go to this photo shoot to support Brock, because this is a major... All of Brock's mooching is coming together in this episode. We have his homebody, where he's trying to get James to put it on his Insta, and then we've got the engagement, where he's going to try and steal James' engagement party to marry Sheena in secret.
Yeah, this is like... All the mooch plans are converging in this moment for all of America. So, so Sandoval is, he's talking with Ariana, talking about how he's going to use all his like classic modeling moves at the photo shoot. And then we go over to Sheena's house and Brock is like, babe, we get to do homebody today. Are you excited, babe? And she's like, yeah, because like I can fit in the clothing. And like, also like, there's gonna be like some glam. I got to have some glam.
Yeah, we've got three glam teams there. We might have spent too much on that. That's for sure.
Okay. Is glam team another words for school and diapers for your other children? Because that's the only way this would be okay.
Yeah. He's not good with money. That's for sure. So then we go over to James, and he's working out in his apartment. He's sort of been doing this low-key all season. He always has, like, one dumbbell. He's like, hoof, 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 working out, pump, tee, knee, yes. And he's working out, and Raquel is packing for Santinez because they're going up a little earlier, and she's saying, like, we got to go earlier. We got to get a COVID test because the whole family's coming in, all our friends. We even have Grandma Buttons, and I don't want to take any chances with Grandma Buttons getting sick. Have we met Grandma Buttons before? I feel like I would remember someone named Grandma Buttons.
We have not met Grandma Buttons, but it's one of those, like, you know, she's instant, like, you can't kill Grandma Buttons. Like, she's instantly iconic, as they would say, because her name is Buttons. You know? Like, Grandma Zipper is probably a real bitch, like, you know, but Grandma Buttons, everybody loves. Grandma Zipper's like, well, excuse me for being more convenient and easier to slip on. Sorry.
Like, she definitely sounds like a character in some sort of, like, murder mystery, right? And then there's Grandma Buttons. No one suspects her.
Yes.
You're like, oh, there's no one really named Grandma Buttons.
And Grandma Zipper's like, well, I guess I'll be getting COVID then. Nobody gives a shit about me. They're like, Grandma Zipper, could you be the one that actually hugs everybody as they come in? Don't bother wearing a mask. Jeez.
Well, Grandma Zipper is like, well, I'm telling my daughters, Toggle, not to expect much from this. Oh, you talk about Aunt Toggle? Yeah. You didn't even give her a seat at the table. We're seeing a different
And listen,
tables.
I don't even want to see Drawstring. All right? You better keep her the fuck out of my face.
Oh, my God. Aunt Elastic? She didn't even RSVP.
Oh, my God. And your Aunt Velcro? God, that alcoholic. Man, her downfall was fun to watch, wasn't it, kids?
I may have reached the limit of my fasteners knowledge.
Yeah, we're at the end, huh?
There's always that like hook thing that goes in the thing, but
just
I don't know
don't
what
let
called.
Just don't hook, let your auntie Snaps give a speech. Okay, she never shuts up. Okay, there, and done. And see.
Well,
so
done.
Raquel's like, we have a lot of money on the line for this. We don't want to kill Grandma Buttons. And I like that that's what reality shows have started to do now, where they still have a big blowout party. They just talk about how safe they are for 5 minutes so they don't get attacked on the Insta, okay? On the gram.
Yeah.
So Raquel, James is like, hopefully she doesn't die then. She's like, yeah, hopefully. So he's talking about how a couple of years ago, the first time my mom met Raquel's mom, I mean, that was Thanksgiving, and my mom got drunk and was yelling and just being, you know, extra, and it ruined the first impression. Like, wow, actually, it set the other mother up quite nicely for what she was about to get.
I do wish we had Bravo cameras there, because we all know what that Thanksgiving was probably like with James. I mean, James's family is such a disaster. Well, oh, my goodness. And especially when on Green Room, you were telling us about how at the latest holiday gathering, one of the things that precipitated the breakup between Raquel and James was that James started like screaming at Raquel's father because of the shoes, because he wasn't wearing the shoes that Raquel's father had bought
for him.
Right,
so he lost it with the dad. So they just do not have a good Thanksgiving record, this couple. Like, it always comes to blows at Thanksgiving.
It's a tough time of the year. So, yeah, James is really excited to see the moms finally getting along together. And, and you know, and now he's just really hoping that they can all press the reset button. I'm like, you've hit that reset button many, many times. Like, that thing is worn down and full of finger grease at this point. It is not working anymore.
And so Raquel's like, well, I'm not as worried about that as I am the situation between you and Brock. And he's like, oh, Game of Thrones over there? Listen, I'm sorry. I don't need to be getting advice from Brock, all right? He was clueless. And that's how I look at Brock. Just big and clueless and dumb. It's like, okay, you're not wrong, but you're also already off the rails. And you're just in your apartment. Okay, Cracky? Calm it.
Yeah. You gotta be on the rails. You gotta be doing rails. Go off the rails. So,
yeah.
So, anyway, Raquel's like, well, he's coming from a good place, but his delivery is off. He's like, way off, and I'll have to deal with this with the engagement party. Listen, I don't think it's fair for James to be mad about quote-unquote bad delivery if that has been his excuse for the past 5 years on television. Look, I really care about you, it's just that my delivery is bad. You know, sometimes I just have bad delivery. You know, sometimes I've got anger issues, I've got bad delivery, but I do care about you. So, like, you've been doing the bad delivery thing for a long time, James. So, like, you're going to have to just, when you receive the bad delivery, you have to accept it. Your box is going to arrive dented, and you are not allowed to send it back.
Also, if you don't want to deal with it at your engagement party, why don't you call him?
Or just don't have this party, by the way. It's costing you a lot of money, and you already had an engagement thing.
I think this
thing,
is a parent's party.
Don't do it.
I think the family's like, I think Raquel's family is probably like, listen, we want to throw you a really nice engagement party or something, because I don't think, you know, a waitress in her 20s is going to be like, let's go blow $100,000 on an engagement party, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but she's already $30,000 in the hole about her nose.
Yes, that's true. So Raquel's like, so I guess we're hoping for the best, but expecting for the worst, which should basically be the theme of this party, right? It should be the theme of this marriage. Like, that should be in your vows.
It's also just sort of how we approach Vanderpump Rules nowadays.
The preacher. You know? And now, hoping for the best, but expecting the worst, I present Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy.
So now, Trixie was really on one today. I was like, at the beginning of the episode, I was like, you know, I'm not going to write down every single Trixie song because I just don't have the energy. But she was so on it, I kind of had
to. Too.
So we get this song. This song goes, let's get it started. Let's get it popping. Let's get it going. Oh, oh.
No, Trixie, we don't want just one line. So pick a theme and just come up with multiple variations, all right? Let's get it started. Let's get it popping. Let's get it going. Let's get the show on the road in.
Let's get it moving. Let's get it grooving. Let's get it perambulating.
Let's get it called to order. They're like, okay, Trixie, we'll take the first three. We'll just take the first three.
Let's get it, the sign flipping from sorry we're closed to yes we're open.
Let's get it, how many are in your party to be seated? They're like, okay, that's enough getting it started. Okay.
Let's get it. The next checkout lane is available.
So Brock's is walking. This is Brock's homebody party. Okay, so Brock is walking around looking in the photographer's pictures, you know, that they've got on their little viewer screen. And he's like, oh, I don't like that there. There's no background on that one. Well, what the fuck did you expect? Okay, you're putting him in front of a blue screen. Okay, what did you expect someone to come in and build the set of cats? Like, what the hell?
So Brock finally gives us the true elevator pitch, which is a nice callback to Larsa Pippen. He goes, homebody is like OnlyFans, but for the health and fitness space. And this is the first visual impression you're going to get from the company. So I can't afford to go out and get a DJ and pay for models. So who can with a startup budget? But I can't get enough value from today. If I can get enough value from today, I'll be able to take care of me family and be put myself in a better position and pay off all my debts.
Yeah, I don't think Capital One is holding their breath. I'll just say that. Okay, so we go to Ariana and Tom.
OnlyFans for fitness. By the way, I don't know if OnlyFans. First of all, every trainer has an Instagram with free content and a YouTube. So I don't know why I would pay, unless they're like doing naked workouts, but I don't know why I would pay to have like little snippets of stuff on some sort of fitness OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. Like if you're hiring them for private time, you know, like if it's that part of OnlyFans where you're
maybe
like,
that's
hey,
what
I'm
it
hiring,
is.
Yeah, like I'm hiring sessions. You for a personal session or something like that, maybe. I'm not really sure, but also OnlyFans, I know OnlyFans doesn't just do sexual content, but the first thing that comes to people's minds is jerking off with OnlyFans. I'm sorry. We all know that that's the truth. So not really sure. It's like OnlyFans, but you can jerk off to your trainer. And then they show them they show people oiling up this hot guy, you know, with a ripped body.
Yeah. He was hot. I was like, I would like some more screen time for him, please. Thank you. But yeah, I feel like OnlyFans for fitness is just OnlyFans.
Yeah, exactly. Also, doesn't Peloton do something like that where they have different trainers that you can like hook up with your trainer?
Well, yeah, there's also Peloton. I mean, it's not, you don't get like a personal training session with Peloton, but you can all, they have like literally thousands of classes in all these areas. So if you sign up for Peloton, you just can access classes on demand and they're like professional and professionally shot and they've got music that's licensed. Well, not licensed.
Like if you're doing a photo shoot for your business, you want to promote things from your business, right? So you would get the hot guy getting oiled up. You would say, okay, why don't you put like a snippet of your video? Like, hey, you want me for an hour? Here's what you get or whatever. And show him. Just show clips of that. Why are you showing the cast of Vanderpump Rules like with balls on their toes? It's the weirdest. Like, are people going to think they're getting like Sheena coming on to be like, all right, here's how we squat.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to see how Homebody goes. But
yeah.
I don't know. So I'll look for it on Shark Tank.
So then we've got Ariana, Tom, and Sheena. They're all getting their hair and makeup done. What's up, glam? And Sheena's looking through her phone. She's like, have you talked to Raquel, Ariana? And she's like, yeah. I texted her, like, how you doing? Yeah, well, I texted her, like, 7 times last night, and she still hasn't responded to me.
What were those texts? Hi, Aunt Sheena. Hi, in case you get my first one, it's Sheena. Just circling back, it's Sheena. As per my previous text, it's Sheena. By the way, Sheena.
Tops are my
crop top
thing.
Hey, it's Sheena. Oh, sorry. Texted the wrong person. I didn't mean to bother you since I already texted you 7 times. Hi, it's Sheena.
And
again.
Ariana's like, oh, well, she's been texting me back. What the heck?
Are you upset at me because of what happened between James and Brock? Because I've certainly never been upset with you because of what's happened with James and Brock before. So, like, honestly, I don't understand why people are so upset at me. I mean, like, I bring the enchiladas all the time. I don't understand. Like, I texted, like, 7 times. Like, you can't even respond 7 times. Like, that's, like, literally crazy.
Well, are you going to still go to, like, Santa Inez? Like, even though she's not texting you back? She's like, well, we've already, like, booked stuff there. Yeah, your wedding.
Was there a wedding in Santa Inez? I don't remember.
No, James and Raquel's engagement party is in Santa Inez. And Sheena has booked her own wedding at the engagement party in Santa Inez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes. Her actual wedding.
So,
that's right.
Yeah.
So Katie arrives, sort of like, it's almost like someone opened a door and like a plastic bag blew in. Like, just sort of like has that energy of like, whoops, a bag
but
got
in her
in
defense,
here.
She is the biggest homebody there, you know? It's like the actual homebody arrives. So Katie arrives and
she brings like coloring.
That's like one thing I'll always have in common with Katie is just like wanting to be home at all times, you know? So Katie arrives and she's like, she of course starts talking shit. You know, she's like, when did it turn into all of this?
She's not far off in her assessment. And Sheena's like, he's been doing this for days. Like, look at that balloon thing. Like, he did it himself at 5 a.m. And we see there's, like, a giant thing of balloons. Like, it's a freaking, like I was going to say, a political convention up there. Like, there's going to be a balloon drop and someone's going to become a nominee for president for crying out loud.
Yeah, he's got, like, a balloon arch up there for something you can't see through the entire photo shoot. So, does Brock have a friend in the balloon business? Because that's Brock's move this whole episode. Oh, God, balloons. A lot of balloons. We going to get married or what?
Does Kyle Chan have a secret balloon business on the side? It's like him. He has like a mustache and glasses. Like, I'm Kyle Chando. Yeah. I'm not, no relationship. Ryle
Or if
Tran
that was like one of their vlogs or something where Sheena's like, you know what you can do if you don't have a lot of money? Use balloons. So he's just going to use them in every scene. So Katie, of course, sits down with Lala to talk shit. And she's like, I was not expecting this. I mean, I'm impressed, but like, I didn't think it was going to be like this. And Lala's like, I mean, this is not a startup photo shoot. This had to have been a lot of money. I mean, where did he get that money?
It's a fair question. Like, does Brock have partners? Are there other investors? Or is it just him? It was a very, very large studio space, and it was a big shoot. And I don't know if what we saw were the final photos or just still shots from the Vanderpump Rules production team, but I'm not sure I saw where the money went.
I know. I guess my thing is, like, we know where Lala gets her money, so it's like, it's not fair if you're not covered Lala in, like, ball hair by the time it's done. You know what I mean? And you haven't been, like, snored all over. Like, you haven't had to wipe spittle your eye and, like, big guy sweat from your forehead. So this is not a fair way of getting money.
You know what? You're right. And last time I checked, not many, 26-year-old hostesses at restaurants are then all of a sudden able to launch a beauty care line, lifestyle brand. So
Lala's
right.
Like, I mean, this is the same guy who couldn't keep up with child support. Neither could yours. But I mean, that's future. But future headlines calling. Future headlines calling. And here we are at a photo shoot he could do on his iPhone. I mean, I agree with everything Lala just said. I will say that.
It just feels like she shouldn't be the one to say it.
Just have Lisa Vanderpump come in Vanderpump and say rules. Sensible things, and then just have her leave again.
Yeah. So Lala's like, I mean, you can pay for this, but you're not willing to budge on the engagement or wedding. And Kitty goes, I would be upset. So then Charlie, you know, guys, I have to say it. I loved Charlie last season. I thought Charlie was the future of the franchise. I thought that she just like clap back at people so well. She handled Jax, I think, very well at the reunion. I was so happy that they gave her a shot this season. She's been like, this season I've been an apologist. I'm like, no. Like, there's still some good in there. I think this is the episode where I may have to jump off the Charlie train a little bit, because she was deeply annoying all episode long. She's like, hey, bitches! Yes, photo shoot. This is what I do best. I'm like, and it just got worse from there. I'm sorry. I have to say R.I.P. Charlie's potential.
Yeah, R.I.P. Hope and Charlie. So Brock is checking on the dressing room, the glam people. He's like, hey, Tom, that looks good on you. What have you got on chick leggings there? What looks good, Tom? Looks good. And he's like, yeah, but that's what I like. I mean, I've done women's clothes before, but not women's sportswear. So it's the first time for everything, bro.
Yeah. And Brock is like, so I was thinking about having James the Giant, and he sent me a message, and he was like, hey, I don't feel well, and so this, I thought that was a cop out, but then Schwartz doesn't feel well either, so I don't know what's going on right there. I just want good communication.
It's like he half-assed DJ disease that's kicking in to everybody who's touched DJ equipment in the past week. So Brock is like, listen, all I want is clear communication. And clearly, James and I have got problems in that area. And Ariana's like, yeah, but James was like super fucking rude the other night too. Yeah, 100. Like, he needs to get better about talking about his feelings, because the root of it is that they weren't hanging out that much anymore. But like, seriously, what did the water bottle do?
And Brock is like, I was trying to be quiet, but on my side, and it blew up in my face. Like, here we go.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
It's Ben's favorite song from Vanderpump Rules.
Party every day. Party, party every day. Party every day. Party, party every day.
That used to be your favorite.
I would love someone to do one of these songs, because like, we hear that mantra a lot, party every day, on a lot of different things. I would love a song that was like, party once a week, party once a week, at a sensible time, party once a week.
Party once a week, but only with them lighting. Party once a week, but only maybe dinner.
party every week on a Saturday night. Friday, maybe we'll get Chinese food. Not committing, staying in, actually.
I'm too tired.
Like, okay, you're regressing too far now.
Oh, I hate people. Please don't speak to me.
It's like, whoa, Ronnie, okay, put down the pen. Okay, you are not writing for this show.
Are you open to coffee instead? Coffee instead.
So we go to the photo shoot, and it's like wackiness. Ariana squats, and then the girls are like, look at my 2-pound dumbbells. And then, I'm a girl. Like, they're doing a lot of those poses. And then Sheena is like, ow, my boobs. Kind of for no reason.
Yeah.
And then
the balloons don't even fall properly when it comes time.
Brock's like, all right, gather everybody. Let's do a group photo under the balloons that you can't see. All right, but don't worry. We'll see them because they're going to fall. Wait, they're not falling. Why aren't the balloons falling? And then he walks off to the side to check, and then they fall. So he's not even in the group picture with the balloons falling. Oh, sad balloon fail.
Yeah, the balloons falling. Like, the entire, like, netting came down. It looked like one giant balloon dookie that was slowly descending on them. Oh, well. Yeah. It's too bad. I was really hoping for that good balloon photo for my fitness app.
I know. I really want my trainer to look like they won American Idol. It's super important for me.
Now, listen, if my fitness app were just Kelly Clarkson just motivating me, that's a game changer. Because
you know Kelly Clarkson is like, you don't have to do it today if you don't want to.
She's like, party once a week.
So the next sign is, the next song is like, keeping step with the sunlight, it'll be fine. Keep a step with the sunlight.
Good luck with that.
No kidding.
Keep a step with the sunlight. Enjoy running around the world.
It's like someone that's like the opposite of a vampire. Shade kills. So Katie is at home with Schwartz, and she's using her fucking baby voice. She's like, big day, honey. We have to make sure we nail this pitch to Rand, because Rand has to take that to his partner's papa. This couple.
I know. And he's basically like, papa, she's my wife. If she can't do it, there will be strife. Oh, I'm like, please, no more. Don't do this
to
me.
So they're going
to
ask Rand for 200 grand. So you're basically asking for your entire budget from Rand. Have you guys saved no money? Like none? You've been on this show now. What is this, season 9? Sandwich.
Yeah.
Come on. None?
Sell something. Like sell a dress. Like from your closet, or I don't know. Like, so,
yeah, that's not going
to
work.
I mean, look, you know what? It's better to get investors than to put up your own money. So they're doing it right. I just feel like when you're pitching an unapologetically feminine sandwich shop, I'm just not going to Randall Lemon. Hey, I love the sound of that. Yeah, I want a sandwich. You know what I want? I want a big meatball on top of a fried chicken. On top of an ice cream sandwich in a sandwich. Yeah. That's what I want.
Unapologetically feminine with Rand, who is notorious for respecting women. Okay? Notorious.
So then we go over to Sheena with Brock, and she's like, well, did you ever think that when you met me at the after party that we'd be sitting here signing a prenup? Because that's what they're doing.
Yes, because they are at the lawyer's office, right? And the lawyers come. Three lawyers come in. Well, one's a notary. But they come in, and Brock is dressed in, like, skin-tight white pants, a shirt buttoned down to his belly button, and a greasy man bun. I mean, he's like the poster child of a guy that gets you to sign a prenup. Okay, he's like, this is the reason you sign a prenup.
Yeah, she's like, look, we already know we want to get married and we have to have all our ducks in a row, and that includes getting our marriage license, getting a prenup, and also, like, actually maybe getting some ducks, because I really would like some ducks. Can we get some ducks and put them in a row?
Who was it that thought of a prenup? Was it you? Was it me? It was my mom, wasn't it? Mom!
They both start cracking up. So the lawyer's explaining, he's like, this, we're the lawyers, this is the notary, and, you know, it is unusual to sign a document when we don't know the wedding date. And he's like, all right, so here's what happens. She gets what hers, I get what's mine, and she's like, yeah, 7% of homebody, and she wants her ring in her retirement account. And he's like, but if I invest in that retirement account, she's like, I have a lot of money in that thing.
They're like, just sign the papers. And while we wave at the camera for our wives, hi, honey, we're on Vanderpump Rules. They looked so confused about who these people were.
How does a retirement account work for a Vanderpump Rules cast member? Is it like set to go into in effect in like a year? Like, how does that even work?
It's like, congratulations, you turned 65 and now you get goat cheese balls.
Congratulations, you're 40. Your retirement begins. So she's signing, and she's looking over the papers, and then she just starts monologuing to the lawyers. She's like, well, the last time I got married, I wanted a divorce, but then that guy didn't want a divorce, so I was like, what if we split half my bank account? And then he agreed, of course! So that's why I want a prenup. They're like, hi, not paid to care. So.
Nah, notary is like, the ink on my stamp is getting dry. So then Sheena is like, well, I definitely learned a big lesson that, like, no matter how much you love someone and they love you, there's always a risk that they could lose everything. And then I just don't want to take that risk again. So therefore I'm going to do a notary and I'm going to have like a prenup. And also, I texted Raquel 7 times and I shouldn't hear back from her. And just tell me when I can stop my monologue, cause I'm just going to go about anything
so,
right now.
So then Anyone? She's talking to Brock and she's like, you know what? Like, I said, I want to be surprised and I don't want to know when you're going to propose. I mean, I know when, but I kind of don't want to know the exact minute of Raquel's engagement party that you're going to propose. Like, will it be during the speeches? Oh my God, I hope it's during the speeches!
So then we go over to Sir, and Katie is sitting down, and it's to meet with Rand, and Ariana's not there, and she calls Ariana, and Ariana is stuck dealing with refinance documents with a notary. So a back-to-back notary scene on Vanderpump Rules. And I'm going to let you guys in on something. A notary came over to my place last night. So it was a big, like, a trio of notaries for me. I was like, wow, Tuesday is all about the notaries. Tuesday, you know, like, Saturday is for the boys. Tuesday is for the notaries.
Party every day! Party
on Tuesday! Full notaries!
So Katie's like, oh my God, I'm going to have to stall. I mean, when you ask someone for hundreds of thousands of dollars, you got to show up on time. Like, if you don't show someone you value their time, then how will they know that you're valuing their money?
So then Rand walks in like a video game character, like, you know, and then he walks in and Lisa happens to be there. She's like, oh, there he is.
She has this tone.
Little
She's just like, oh, there he is. It's like, ew. Like, she just has this tone about her. And he's like, hey, Lisa, I'm glad you're here. She's like, please don't hug me. I still haven't found someone to remove the fried chicken grease from my favorite Ringmaster blazer that you touched last time, darling. Speak, personal space, darling.
Lisa. As someone who owns the restaurants, I want to ask you, you think that these girls are going in the right direction? Do you think that maybe we should get Bruce Willis involved for 5 minutes and then he's gone for the rest of the experience?
He'll do it. I mean, he doesn't even know where he is half the time. God bless him.
Like, darling, listen, I know everything about hiring and bringing people into the fold. I mean, listen, I've had Jax working for me for a decade. He's never stopped stealing. He doesn't even work here now. He still comes in at night to steal. It really is heartwarming.
Rand, well, I mean, why do you want to do it? I mean, it's because you love this group of friends. They look at you like the Godfather because they have no understanding of what the Godfather really is. Oh, it's charming in its own way.
So she's like, there's no upside to giving Randall advice. If it goes well, he won't thank me. If it goes wrong, he will blame me. And either way, I'm being covered in food like I'm sitting in the front row of a Shamu show at a Food World exhibition.
No matter what happens, I'm still down 2 fried chicken breasts.
So
I don't like any person Randall you have to wear a trash bag to have a conversation with.
I feel like I'm at a, what do they call it? Gallagher show?
So so then Randall sits down with Katie. Oh, the power lunch. And Charlie comes by and she's like, you want something to drink, Randall? She's sort of being annoying. Again, she's crossed over for me. So so Katie then points at the chair beside her, the empty chair. She goes, sorry, she and Tom like refinanced their house. They had a notary come. He goes, oh, so she didn't plan that a little earlier?
Which yeah, is actually she's like, true. My apologies. Thank you for coming. And she's like, yeah, I never schedule a meeting when Schwartz has something for his business. I mean, I would be like crucified if I did that. He's like, hey, Thierry, time is set for 30 minutes. And then just like stares at Katie, you know?
By the way, Katie, way to like cover for your partner there. Instead of saying like, oh, she got a flat tire. Oh, she was on the way. She got T-boned. She was abducted, and she's trying to gnaw her way out of her like a box or something. She just fully is like, oh yeah, she planned something else for this time. Like, yeah. That's not, you got to tell a little white lie. Yes, especially
and one
with
of
Rand.
The reasons Rand wants to do this stuff is to be like part of the fun. You know, like with the guys, it's like, yeah, I'm going to be part of the tom-tom. I'm going to show up every night. It's going to be a party. And for this, it's just like, time is set for 30 minutes. It's like just staring at Katie and Sir. It's like, it just doesn't have the fun for a daytime place.
I'm like, you know what, Sir? You took up enough of our time with pickleball, so you can wait 10 minutes for Ariana. So, so he's like, listen. I'm really excited, but it'd be nice if she showed up on time. And Katie's like, hum. Okay, well, so our thought is it's really important to get a baker in-house because bread is going to be super important. She just sort of starts talking. But then Ariana just shows up. So it's like not even an issue.
Right, but a baker in-house because bread is important. Yeah, we know. And there's a lot of sandwich shops. Guess what? They don't all make their own bread for every sandwich, okay? Those are bakeries.
Also, how about you guys learn how to bake bread? Like, wouldn't that actually be? Well, no, I mean, wouldn't that actually be the cool thing? Is if they like went, took a bread making class, like learned how to do it, and started making bread for their sandwiches. I know it's hard, but like, I think that would be really cool for their if Katie and Ariana made bread for their sandwiches.
Well, you definitely see what Ariana brings to this because she walks in. Katie's like, okay, I'll start. So here, I mean. This is what I mean. So we're thinking baker. We're going to get a baker because bread's important. It's like you're telling Rand that bread's important. You think Rand doesn't understand the importance of a carb? Trust me, okay? I'm a Rand-figured boy myself, and we understand how important bread is, okay? So Katie's like kind of failing and like boring, and nobody wants to invest in this because it's like pain to sit with Katie. Like, who fucking wants that? So Ariana walks in, and she's like, yeah, sorry, I'm late. Super illegally parked. So here's what we're thinking. You know, it's going to be amazing, unapologetically feminine, fantastic. He's like, all right, now I'm into it. You know, she brings the charm to it for sure.
Which is funny because Katie's been like, I know about the restaurant industry. So Rand's like, okay, so what's the name? They're like, the name is Something About Her. Wow. Wow, I like that. It's like Something About Her sandwiches. Wow. Wow. Now, have you thought about calling it The Expendables 3? Because I think that would be a really good name for it,
too. We're thinking of calling it There Is Something About Her Double Fried Chicken Sandwiches Named Rand. He's like, yes! You know what? Here's a bag of money I'm supposed to be spending on my kids. Okay, go. Run with it.
He's like, all right, so what's the budget? How many Bruce Willis's can he do? Can he do Bruce Willis and Stallone? Because we can do those two both together.
How much is the side of Pacino going to cost?
What about a little Statham, a little Jason Statham? Okay. Do you mind if we put up a poster for John Gotti, the John Gotti movie?
So Ariana's like, well, we're looking between $100,000 and $200,000. He's like, whoa, that's a big gap. All right. You know, all right. What are you offering? What are you offering in return? And Katie's like, well, we know what we're offering you, a Randall Emmett production sandwich.
Oh, I love that they're keeping it so unapologetically feminine.
And so creative, too. Randall Emmett production sandwich. Sounds delicious.
Like, they don't, not like the Randy Sammy or something like that. I actually think I actually appreciate the blatantness of just calling it the Randall Emmett production sandwich, like not even being cutesy, not even doing wordplay, because clearly Randall with his work doesn't appreciate wordplay or interesting use of language. So just calling it the Randall Emmett production sandwich. I mean,
come on, guys. You had a meeting like to decide this pitch. Like, come up with something like the, you know, Munster by Monday or, you know the triple-decker Fofty or something. I mean, put some effort into it.
Or like a falafty sandwich. Yeah,
the pickle in a ball, you know, Fofty. Something.
Also, maybe sandwich ideas. I think just in general, like hearing what the sandwiches are. Like, Randall's like, whoa, I'm in. I'm like, do you not want to hear like what's on the sandwiches, what sandwich concepts they've come up with, what they're at?
Yeah, so like, Lisa comes out and she's like, hello, how's it going, girls? And he's like, oh, hi, Ken. How you doing? Good to see you, bud. This is Floofy Bottom Nickerstein. All right, the dog. Dare you.
Nickerstein. And Randy goes, obviously, I have my own reasons why I should be part of this, because I was thrown out of other restaurants. But through the ashes we rise. Am I right? By the way, will there be any ash-covered sandwiches? Just a concept of throwing out there, okay? Anyway, hopefully the numbers make sense to my team, and we'll be back with some, I don't know, sandwiches.
And so Katie's like, we have to wait and see. That's the worst. And Ariana goes, okay, so we'll send something visual over. He goes, yeah, anything tangible, okay? Something visual, preferably that I could touch, maybe with some turkey in the middle, okay?
If you can incorporate Dolph Lundgren, even better. So, so Ariana's like, well, if this goes well, maybe we'll move on to the Vanderpumpernickel. Yeah. I was like, groan. But then I kind of was like, that's actually kind of like a really smart idea for like a Vanderpump sandwich.
I don't approve
of
pumpernickel bread. I don't like it. So Katie's like, this really? Can't fail. It just can't. Ooh, but it can.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Sheena and Brock are leaving the lawyer's office. They're walking down the hallway. And Sheena's like, oh my God, we did it. And he's like, wait, did we do it? Close your eyes. We're going to go outside real quick. So he's got like a...
Because they're in their building, by the way. They're in their building. They're not the lawyer's office. They're outside their apartment.
Oh, I thought they were still in the lawyer's office. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
No. No, they're in their apartment building, and they're walking up to their apartment door. And before they walk into their apartment door, Brock is like, hold on, honey. I'm going to go inside real quick. Just wait right here. So then Sheena's just waiting. She's like, hur. And it goes 77 seconds later, which was funny because it was only 77
seconds.
But to
Sheena, that's like a lot, you know.
He comes back with like a tie, and he ties around her eyes like a blindfold. And she's like, I just got lash extensions.
He's like, don't worry. It's just for a second, all right? I have your mom's help with this. Or open your eyes.
And they're on their balcony. So I guess it's their balcony, right? This makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
I was like, he went to a law office, asked if they had an extra room, and then decorated a balcony. So he's decorated the balcony with, guess what? Balloons. Balloons. Hey, can she say no?
And says, like, marry me and everything. And she put, there's like rose petals on the balcony. And there's like this enormous construction site in the background. It's like the least Sheena proposal that you would expect. And there's like horns honking down on Vine Street or Argyle, wherever they are. And it's just like loud and trafficy. And although I have to say, Ronnie, I actually appreciated its lo-fi charm. I actually appreciated the fact that it was not Rachella, and it was not fireworks, and it was not a whole big thing. It was just like this intimate thing in the middle of a construction area esque, you know, traffic noise, city noise. No. And so he gets
you've been planning this for how long? You couldn't make any fucking effort. You got some balloons on your home balcony. No, like you could have done something. This is ridiculous.
I think I'm just sort of seeing, for me, it's more just like in the broader scheme of Bravo engagements that I think are so over the top and ridiculous. I think I'm just also, I was once a participant in a flash mob engagement, and I really hated it. I was happy for them, but I hated the concept of it. And since then, I just really don't like over the top.
Well, flash mobs never made sense to me. Like, unless everybody's going to show me their boobs at the same time, like, I have no interest. You know what I mean? Like, that would be interesting. It's less effort. But the choreography, yeah, it's gross. I'm not really judging the engagements in general. It's just, you're marrying Sheena. Like, if you know you're marrying Sheena, do something. But to just be like,
Griffith Park is
like
free.
Do something cute and creative, but just to like stand there on a balcony with fucking balloons that you apparently got at Costco for like, you know, really cheap because you got a lot of them. It's just like no effort. And, you know, Sheena acts all excited because she finally gets to see her ring, which also, I don't even believe that ring cost $10,000. Somebody was posting a Morganite ring that looks just like theirs for, it was like $2,500 or something. And you know what? That, like we said, it's fine to be poor or whatever. I just feel like this whole thing is, I don't know. I feel like it's just like the Mayflower coming over for the first time. And it's just people with their eyes on settling, you know?
At least with better fashion.
Slightly. But I mean, we are talking about Sheena. I mean, those pilgrims could have used some crop tops.
I agree
tops.
That Sheena deserves...
I will give you that.
Sheena deserves a more romantic setting than the balcony, for sure. But I just was happy to not see another Rachella. And I think that's what I was responding to. In retrospect, I think that like maybe they could have gone to Griffith Park, or they could have gone to like Mulholland Drive to a scenic outlook over the city and still had something small and intimate that would have been just as cheap. Right. But I couldn't tell. I mean, I think that Sheena was like, oh, which was her way of being like, I can't believe this
she
is it.
She did have
you
that
know?
Tight smile but, of like, oh, of course I'll marry you. And he's like, Sheena, you're the best thing that could have happened to me. You're a business, a green card, and shelter all in one woman.
To quote my favorite Australian band, I need you tonight. In excess. Rest in peace. So, and then Erica, the mom, is just like poking through the windows, just holding the baby like, oh, God, this fucker taking my daughter.
The producer asked Sheena if she knew about the proposal, like beyond a Sheena. She's like, well, I knew it might be coming soonish because I got my nails done with my mom this week. So I was like, oh, my God, is it going to be this week?
But I wasn't totally sure if it was being this week, so I thought maybe it might be next week. So it was either between this week or next week. And then I was thinking that like maybe it's gonna be in like 2 weeks, because like next week my nails might not look quite as good, so then I might need to get a refresh. So that's like maybe in 3 weeks, but then in 4 weeks the weather might be a little bit better. So it could have been in 4 weeks. Like, okay, Sheena,
glad
okay,
you got
Sheena.
Those nails done to get married, to get engaged on your fucking balcony. Okay, so Brock's like,
also, doesn't she always get her nails done? I feel like that's like not a strange thing for her. She's like, oh my God, I got my nails done. She just probably thinks she's going to get engaged every single week. Oh my God, I just got my nails done. I think I'm getting engaged this week.
That's why she's so excited. She's like, finally it happened. I've been thinking this was going to happen since I was 16. So the mom's like, so Brock's like, babe, you know, we lost a venue, you know, because that was very intricately planned by me. And that's something that we lost when Rand decided he wasn't just going to pay for everything. And then the only time we've really got to do it is this weekend at James and Raquel's thing. And the mom's like, I don't think you should take away from James and Raquel's moment. She goes, yeah, I don't even think I should wear my ring there.
But what I will do is I'll just put it on a pillow and just send it around from table to table. Then Brock is like, well, there's a conversation in the cards that are happening. Well, I'd like to sneak away to a secret place. And then your mom and Sandoval, who he is ordained in California, and Ariana, we can all go and like, you know, we can just do it with a little enough time, and then we can get married, and then we can sneak away in the morning, come back, and then we can celebrate James and Raquel's love for each other.
So he says they're going to keep it a big secret, and he's like, nah, Sheena, you're the weakest link in this. I'm like, oh my God, another line for your vows. God, you guys are killing it. You should help with sandwich names over at the sandwich shop.
If Sheena's the weakest link in this, why are you doing it? Why are you doing this? So then Sheena's like, well, I see no point in waiting to get married. I mean, I can only get my nails done so many times. So we know this is what we want. Like, let's just do it this weekend.
So she's like, no one can know. And he goes, we'll know. And that's all that matters. And so she's like, okay, I'm down. Oh my God, you two, you're both terrible. Okay. Both of you are fucking terrible at this point. And you deserve whatever backlash you get from this, because this is just horrible. It's like, here they come. No one is going to see you guys. When you guys even come to a dinner party, people are going to hide their silverware. I'm going to tell you that right now.
But also, it's such a bad idea that, like, no one's even really giving James shit for basically taking a whole other weekend to celebrate his engagement. Because Sheena does say, like, well, this weekend is about James and Raquel, and I don't want to take that away from them, but it's not taking away that much from them, because, you know what, like, they already had a weekend, so, like, whatever. And, like, it still is James and Raquel's weekend, so it's still a really shitty, terrible idea. But James and Raquel are costing this cast a lot of money to celebrate their engagement twice. So let's also not forget that. That deserves shit.
I mean, it does, but it's a separate issue. Like, they're the ones supposedly dropping all the money on this thing that you're going to be using for your own personal scenery. It's the way I'm looking at it, you know?
No, I agree. It's a separate issue. I'm just saying, given that it's a separate issue, that issue should somebody be given all sorts of shit as well.
But also, Raquel acts like a big
dumb. Like, we're getting distracted away from it.
Raquel's very smart, okay? She's a full-time cast member on this show now, and she knew how to make this entire season about her storyline, you know? Because it went every big tentpole moment has been Raquel, 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 all through to the end. So, you know, in that regard, I say, well done, ma'am. Well done.
And she'll probably get a free surgery from Dr. Paul Nassif. I'm sure Lisa is going to come up and be like, you know what, Raquel? My engagement party gift for you is that I shall pay for Dr. Paul Nassif's fixing of your horrific nose. You know that's going to happen, right?
So, or Paul himself will do it. Like, you know, this has been a real rough time in the world, and I'm all about giving back. So here's a brand new free nose, rich person. You know, that's like justice for this town.
Yeah. So then the scene ends with Sheena, like, to show that she's going to keep the secret. She, like, zips her mouth. She, like, zips her mouth and then, like, swallows to show she's, like, swallowing the key or the whatever. And Brock goes, what was that? And she's like, I swallowed the secret. He just starts doing the Heimlich on her. Okay, you'll be safe, Sheena. Don't you
You're
worry.
My retirement plan. It was mine. Come back. Walk away from the light.
It's a metaphor.
So then everybody's getting ready for the trap, and Ariana and Tom are driving, and Tom is like sweating through the rest of this episode. He's like, I brought my license, bro, but I'm really starting to have second thoughts about this, dude.
Dude, Sheena's one of my oldest friends in LA, and I want to do anything to make her happy. But James is also a really good friend of mine, and the last thing I want to do is be the thing that causes James to go to the dark side. I don't want to be that person that lights that fuse. I'm stuck between a Brock and a hard place.
He really gave it his all. Yeah, he really gave it his all with that one. And then we get just random songs now. I'm like, you know.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
This is one of the more random songs.
I know you got my back. You got my back. You got my back. You got my back. You got my back.
I turned on the closed captioning for this song because I was like, this one I want to actually make sure I get it right.
Babe, with you, I can relax because I know you've got my back. Back, back. You've got my back, 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 back.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to use a body part and I'm just going to repeat it, okay? I was thinking the elbow, 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 but I thought maybe back might work a little bit better.
Babe, you got my name. You got my name, my name, my name. Trixie, 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 come on. You've got my name. Can we give some more effort there? What are you, the cast of Vanderpump Rules? Make some effort.
All right, all right, all right. I got the note. I got the note. People say I'm not easy to work with, but I just took that note. Okay, here we go. Babe, with you I can relax because I know you've got my toe. You've got my toe.
Trixie.
Toe-toe. You've got my toe-toe.
Trixie,
toe.
Come on. Toes, darling. People think of toes, they think of cheese. You got someone's got your cheese? Is that what you're saying? Who moved my cheese, Trixie? Come on, Trix.
All right. Something that we've all been through when we've dealt with our parents, specifically fathers. This one's for my father. Babe. You've got my nose. You've got my nose. Nose, nose, nose.
All right, we'll take care of this in post. Trixie, take 10.
So Katie and Schwartz are the first to arrive, and this place is gorgeous. Like, Raquel has rented them this humongous mansion, basically, and they all have these huge master suites, yeah. And this is pretty. And she called Katie and Tom's suite the Britney suite.
Yeah, the Britney suite. I found it like a little cold in there. It was like, it was beautiful. It was beautiful in that sort of like Saint Inez way, but it was also cold. It was very, lots of stonework.
I love that.
But it was nice. I mean, I wouldn't turn it away.
All brick and stone. I love it.
But I needed like a little something more. It was
this
a little too
rustic glam. Okay, just a little. Rustic glam.
I needed some like, I like my rustic and a little bit of a different, I would want more like wooden exposed beams and whatever. So, but I wouldn't kick it out of bed. Okay. I would still be more than happy to go there. So Katie and Schwartz are there first, and Schwartz is like, oh, this is some classy stuff. It's like a postcard. Wow. James has come a long way compared to when I first met him. And I'm saying this about a guy who used to jerk off cranberry juice onto my wife. And then we see a flash. I was like, what? And then I see a flashback from like when they were at like Sky Bar, and James is like, with like a cranberry mixer just and sloshes it on yes. The witches of WeHo.
So then Charlie arrives, and man, Charlie struggling with luggage and struggling in general. Here comes Charlie, and she's like,
hi, bitches, the party is here.
Won't do it. Won't accept it.
Charlie, the rest of the episode is like, I'm going to drink these bitches under the table. I'm really good at drinking. Yeah.
I'm here to party, bitches. Come on, down it, bitches. I'm like, oh my goodness. Someone put her in a wine vat and just roll her down a hill. So, barrel, I should say. So Ariana shows up. She's like, oh my God, are we in Italy? My boyfriend's ripped. I wonder where everyone is.
So then Charlie's like, should I wait for my boyfriend to open this bottle? No, because I drink good, guys. So then Katie and Schwartz.
She is. It's so terrible.
It's annoying. So Katie and Schwartz are in their room, and Katie's like, Rand said he's going to give an answer to us this weekend, Bubba. And then Lisa came, and you know, she's really disappointed in you guys. Katie, what the hell, okay? You're working on your own disappointment. Could you just leave them alone for 2 fucking seconds?
I don't like Schwartz's attitude, which is, oh, well, Lisa and Ken have been doing this so long. We're just starting. We're learning as we go. And we're just getting there just painstakingly slow. I'm like, with other people's money. No, you don't get to get like a pat on the back for just trying your hardest. Yeah. No.
So Katie's like, well, she said if I was them that she would do that all on her own. Katie, you're such an asshole. And she, of course, left out the part where she said, so Lisa, what did you think about the other night? You know, she's making it sound like Lisa's just like, girls, I'm so disappointed. She gave an honest answer to a question you brought up, you fucking shit stir. Now go take a bread class.
Take a bread class. And then Ariana talks about how the whole place feels like a castle, and it's just as nice as the castles in Kentucky.
The only thing that's missing is a freeway. And great,
thankfully, they did not queue up any footage from the Kentucky wedding that we had to endure last year or last season. So they all, they're all going to go on a wine tour, and James and Raquel are driving up. It's like, Salinas, here we come! I love you, Raquel. I love you. I'm like, oh my God, break off this relationship right now. If this is how he's going to ride up anywhere to any location, it's like a nightmare.
And I won't say it over and over again the rest of the episode, but this guy is completely fucked up on something. The whole episode, he's manic and fucking crazy. So congrats on not drinking. Please share with me whatever the hell it is you're taking, because I could use some of that. Okay? Look at me. I can barely move. Okay? Give me whatever that is. So he's like geeked out. So then back with Ariana and Tom, they talk about the wine tour and James and like, that sucks. It's a wine tour for his party. And he's like, yeah, but like he was giving me text attitude, you know?
Well, and then James gave Ariana attitude on FaceTime. And so we see a flashback. There looked like there was some sort of like country Western party that never made it onto the show. And Ariana is FaceTiming with Raquel from it. And she's like, hey, can I talk to you privately? You know, I really didn't like how James like grabbed your arm at Schwartz and Sandy's, whatever. And so James like comes in to frame and goes, okay, you know what? When you're done ranting about me, maybe you should think about your own life.
Yeah, because she said she wanted to talk so private. Just, and Raquel's like, okay, James just left the room. And then suddenly James is there. It's like, I don't know, close the door or something.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to talk shit about James. So so he's all pissed off now at Ariana. And Tom's like, yeah, you don't get to blame this on alcoholism or bad mood or being in a funk or whatever. This is just your personality, you know? Which, yeah.
Yeah. And then we get a new, which is true. And then we get another Trixie classic. Goes like this. Rich friends, rich fronts. Everybody needs them. Rich friends, someday we're going to be them.
Which, I mean, that's the most apt song for this episode they could have picked. So then we go to Joanne with Sunstone Vineyards, and everyone cheers while they do their wine tasting, and she serves them sparkling brut. I'm like, what is it, Brock and glitter? Because here comes Brock, Brock in his cowboy hat.
They're all having the full Joanne experience minus the fabrics. Heyo, and then they're like. She's like, okay, I need a volunteer who is going to drink directly from the barrel. So, of course, Charlie's like, this bitch. I'm like, ugh. So she's like, okay, get down on your knees. So they do that thing where she takes like the basically that baster thing and then just like pours it down Charlie's throat. And Ariana's like, wow, that's a lot of liquid. And Charlie's like, not my first time. Bitches, drinking bitches.
And then we see Sheena. She's like, Lala and I are both parents, so we got a hotel. And we know it's nice because Miss Lisa Vanderpump is staying there. And then we cut to the hotel room where Lala and Sheena are breastfeeding side by side. And then the camera moves down and Lisa Vanderpump is breastfeeding the dog. She's like, oh, I didn't want to be left out. And you know Randall's at home like,
so then,
that's Ken, right? No. Sloopy, doopy, poopy talk. And
he just has a fried chicken thigh just on his boob. All right, there.
Good boy. Good boy. Little baby. Take it in.
Take it in. Big us, big bip. So, Charlie, again, they're... like, I came here to fucking drink, and these bitches are never going to be able to keep up. I was like, okay, Charlie. She must have gotten a memo that her time on this show is running out, because now all of a sudden she's playing this card, like, out of nowhere.
I'm good at drinking.
So then, next spot.
You go back up to the villa.
And Charlie's and still talking about
they're
how
drinking
good she
more.
Is at drinking. And then James and Raquel finally come. And James, Raquel has obviously dressed James. Because James is like golf club douche from the 80s. You know, like his white polo and his light yellow Easter sweater tied around his shoulders.
Yes. Well, this whole weekend is really... the I'm a good boy, aren't I, weekend, right? Because that's what this whole thing is for, is to show that he's grown up, that he's moved past his issues, that he's a good little boy, and he's going to have this elegant, lovely, fancy engagement party. And I think it's really to convince himself that he has entered a new phase in his life, which we all know he hasn't.
I think it's Raquel trying to convince her, because James didn't wear this on his own. Like, James would not be able to come up with this. I think Raquel is trying to convince her family and herself that this is going to work, right?
Well, they both are.
Because they James are. Is still, is, James like is, shows up geeked out of his mind, screaming everything, losing his temper right away, you know, it's like typical. So he comes out and he's like, so how's the one, two, you guys fucked up? And then we see the sip and see thing, or the sip and paint or whatever.
Yeah, paint and sip. And this lady is like, okay, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to paint that tree over there. And the first prize is a bottle of wine. And James is like, what about me? I don't drink. Like, a bottle of mineral water. I was like, oh, that's truly not fair. That's truly not fair. Like, give him a sandwich or something. So they start painting this tree, and some of them actually do like a really nice job. Some of them are really good at it. But then Katie's Schwartz is like, oh, Katie's, wow, yours is so moody. Hers is like I think they refer to it as a dark blob. It's just like this splotch. Yeah.
Splotch, it's like it's like one of those splotch things they do in therapy where they just show you the splotches and say, what do you see in this?
Warsaw.
Yeah. So let's see. I thought that was pretty funny, though. Katie just basically spilled paint all over, black paint. So then Brock.
I was expecting more.
Brock
her.
Pulls Tom. I know, for someone who sits at home doing paint by numbers or whatever the hell she's doing.
Like crafting.
Brock pulls Tom aside. And he's like, bro, she said yes. All right, so we're going to do it. We still want to do it this weekend. You're good with that, right? And Tom, there's like sweat pouring off of Tom in every direction. He's like, oh, I got to tell you, dude, I'm really, really nervous.
What gave it away that your forehead looks like the fountain in the beginning of the Married with Children opening credits? So I'm sorry, Chicagoans, I don't know the name of that fountain. So anyway, so now it's dinner time and James is like, ting, 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 it's time for a toast. Okay, everyone, thank you for coming. I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the energy. I'm feeling the stupidity from Brock. And I just want to say both of our families will be joining us tomorrow. So it's just going to be such a huge thing for Raquel and I. And I wouldn't want to spend it with any other group
just
whatsoever.
One final note. My family's coming, so make sure you don't leave any of your credit cards out on the table. My mother will take them. All right, ask Kristan.
So then Katie is talking to Lala about, because Lala's like, oh, by the way, how did that your pitch go to Rand? And Katie's like, it was good, but Ariana was running a little bit late, which is, again, like, you're going to be working with Ariana. This is the second time you've really like thrown her under the bus.
Katie's
in
shithead.
Front of someone who has
Katie
access
is
to
a
the money.
And she will never stand for anybody ever. Never truly. So have fun with that business, because this is a terrible fucking idea to work with Katie. So Lala's like, yeah, I mean, Rand is so chill when it comes to money. But when it comes to money, he's like, you better get your shit right. Do everything right. And Sheena's like, yeah. Oh, no. Schwartz says, yeah.
Sheena probably just goes, yeah.
It's assumed. let's throw in a Sheena assumed. Yeah.
It's a yeah. It's on spec. On spec. Yeah.
So Schwartz is like, yeah, I 100% wouldn't give money to someone who's late.
I'm like, I wouldn't give money to someone who is a compulsive gambler either, by the way.
Good point. Yeah. So Schwartz is like, yeah, I like to be on time. I mean, Sandoval here, he operates on his own bad matching sweater time, so... not much we can do about that, because they're both sitting in the diary room in their terrible matching sweaters.
And then Sandoval goes, well, for the important meetings, I'm not late for. So then this producer, who's probably sat through 8 years of him showing up late, goes, oh, and how late were you for the interview today? He's like, I was about 20 minutes late. I forgot to get my nail polish removed.
What the fuck kind of excuse is that? But also, I have to say, I like how Ariana deals with all this, because she's like, whatever. Sorry, I was really worried about it. And then she tells us, yeah, well, I got $3,000 a month taken off my mortgage. So worth it. Worth it.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So
what's the name? What's the name of the restaurant you guys are doing? What is it?
And they're like, it's called Something About Her. He's like, I love it. I love it. What a name.
Ding, 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 ding.
So Lala goes, you know what? It starts with a fantastic name. Like, give them Lala Beauty. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Let's go, dude.
Fist bump. Good night.
Hey. Stupid person. You're stupid. Hey, I fucking hate you all.
Let's fist bump.
And he's obviously fucked up. And so Ariana's like, so James, how's it going with you? And he goes, like, naughty boy. And she's like, so I know you've been under some stress and kind of firing off at people. He's like, I wasn't firing off, all right? You were going to, like, rant about me for, like, 8 minutes to recap.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to be part of the conversation. But I live in the same small apartment. How can I not hear? easy. You go into a different room, and if you feel like you're overhearing something, put on some music or distract yourself like any other human being would.
So she's like, well, you know, you kind of threw some digs at me. He's like, yeah, I did. And I also threw digs at Brooke, and I'm very, very sorry about that. And she's like, yeah, because we were like, what the fuck at that party? And he goes, oh, well, yeah, it's because Brooke came at me with this aggressive energy, you know, and I've never seen that from you, Brooke. It's like his aggressive energy going, bro. You know what I'm hearing you might be stressed out. It's like, wow, that's aggressive.
Yeah, I also feel like we haven't really seen Brock being aggressive, but I feel like when we see Brock being aggressive, we'll know Brock's being aggressive. So he's like, there was zero aggression. I didn't lose my temper with you at all. And he's like, oh, but you did a little bit. And at this point, when you said I said something I never said, blah, 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 you did a little bit. Like, oh, so because Brock had a little bit of frustration in his voice, a little bit of tension, that justified you flying off the handle. How is that fair when James, who has an extreme amount of aggression all the time and then is frequently asking people for apologies and grace with his extreme aggression, and now he's saying like, oh, well, Brock had a little bit of aggression. That wasn't
Brock
cool.
Brock confronted him about just not being honest about quitting weed. It's like, if you don't want to quit, just say I'm too stressed out to quit right now. That's all he said. Because James is like, well, I couldn't quit because the girl got COVID and then I had to be at home. And he's like, take responsibility. Just say you couldn't do it. Like, it's your life, you know? And James lost it. So,
well, James says, he goes, well, that's why I lost it on you. Because it was like, you were coming at me saying I shouldn't come at people and that the way I was talking to them. And like, I didn't need a daddy lesson from you right then, okay? So that's clearly it right there, by the way, the daddy lesson. Because, you know, James probably has severe fucked up issues with his dad. And so, like, he probably felt at that moment that, like, Brock was being this sort of fatherly authoritative figure. And he has a complicated relationship with that, and that I feel like he yearns for that. But then the moment that, you know, someone is giving him fatherly advice, it's like, who are you to tell me? You abandoned me. You know? So that's probably what was going on with
him. So Brock is like, well, I don't want to have to walk around on eggshells around you, mate. And James is like, you don't have to walk around eggshells with me, alright? Like, dude, you're like literally screaming right now. And he's like, oh, I just feel distant to you. It's like, oh, yep, there it is. He's the victim. So Brock is like, well, I just want to make sure if I have something to talk about with you, I can. He's like, absolutely, absolutely, you can. You can. Look how that worked out. Look, everybody. Look.
Yeah. It's like, if you can accept my apologies, he goes, yeah, but this is your guys' weekend, and this is only about you guys, and there's nothing else to detract from that, and absolutely it's about you guys, because you know what? Smooth seas make good sailors, and rough seas make for good friendships.
Yellow sweaters around guys' necks usually makes for drowned sailors, where I'm from. But you know what? That's for another day. Right? It's for another day.
So are you saying that everyone on Titanic became a really good friend?
Then Charlie is over there chugging. She's like, oh my god, these bitches are weak. Weak whores. I drink so good.
Gosh, Charlie. So now, afterwards, Ariana and Sandoval are in their bedroom, and Sandoval's like, oh my god, I had to race the car, I had to grab this, and he pulls out like a giant like marriage certificate or whatever, or the license, like huge thing, and then there's like a, he's like, oh, he like has to hide it
and
away.
And Ariana goes, hey, we're having sex right now, and Sheena just opens the door anyway and goes, oh, no you're not. She's like, and Ariana's like, oh my god, so, it's your wedding week. And she's like, doesn't feel like it because I can't wear my ring or tell anybody. And Tom's like, yeah, but like nobody can find out about this, all right? And she's like, I mean, James can be a dick, but I like wouldn't do that to him, you know. And I wouldn't do that to Raquel. I love Raquel, so I will not steal their wedding, their engagement party on the engagement party date. I'll wait to steal it for like 4 weeks later, okay, when I post it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she never texted back to my 7 texts, so I guess maybe I could do this. I don't know. So basically, they're going to do
it.
But
we also find out here in this scene, I mean, it kind of made a little more sense to me because we find out that this is not just not just, it still is Brock and Sheena being cheap fucks, okay, and stealing someone's engagement party, but it's also about the fact that this is a season finale party, right? So Sheena's like the old-time cast member who's like, this is a season finale, it should be my fucking wedding. I'm Sheena on Vanderpump Rules. And instead, it's going to James and fucking Raquel? I don't think so. This is going to be my wedding finale, you know? So that brings another element.
That is clearly what's really going on here. That's clearly what they have been posturing for all season long. And probably Vanderpump Rules, probably the producers were like, we are not sure that we can make them our grand climax, considering that Brock does have this domestic abuse charge. And we're not sure how the audience is going to feel about that. So let's just give it to James and Raquel again. We'll just,
because that kind of makes the season make more sense. And when I look at it like that, I'm like, well, Sheena should definitely have this. I'm like totally flip-flop. I'm like, this is Sheena's. This is earned, you know?
Yeah, it is definitely Sheena's. But I'm kind of enjoying this ridiculous caper they're doing. I mean, it's totally stupid. And from the looks of the previews, it sort of sounds like they're going to bail on it, but they're still going to announce the engagement. It looks like it's going to be a disaster.
Next week is the season finale, so we'll definitely be here for that. Thank you guys for being here with us. We sure love you, especially on video. Hi! And
hi.
Go get your tickets for the live show and all of the Crappens shows coming up over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Don't forget the digital moment experience from Moment House. You can get tickets on watchwhatcrappens.com for January 27th. And we will see you guys tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Orange County. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.